The Tampa Ramana Jayanti Retreat. On 29th December 2016, Bhagawan's grace, working through many devotees, made a dream come true. The dreamer was Mati Ratinaswami, and the dream was to create an exact replica of Sri Ramanashramam's old hall, where Bhagawan held court for over 20 years, in Tampa, Florida, USA. Since then, every year, except for a few years during the COVID pandemic, there has been an annual retreat celebrating Bhagawan's Jayanti and ringing in the new year. 2025 marked the 9th anniversary of the inauguration of the new old hall. It was extra special to have Dennis Hartle back with us because he, along with his brother James Hartle, played a crucial role in recreating the old hall in Tampa. The program kicked off with a formal Jayanti Puja celebration in the Hindu Temple of Florida. A group of volunteers set up the shrine on the dais where the puja took place. Led by Sri Guru Dutt, one of the temple priests, a group of sincere Ritviks started the program with the chanting of the Vedas. This was followed by Abhishekam to the Lingam by the priest and individually by everyone present in the audience. As the Alankaram or decoration was being done, there was a robust chanting of Aksharamanamali and Arunachala Pancharatnam. The hall was reverberating with the joy and presence of Bhagawan. The retreat was officially underway. This year, a separate conference center in a corporate building was rented for the retreat. The volunteers set up a shrine and thereby transformed it into a peaceful prayer hall. On 27th December, the morning program started with the Veda Parayanam, followed by readings and meditation sessions. That was followed by Lalita Sahasranama Stotram chanting. This year, we had the great opportunity to host Swami Ishwarananda, the resident senior monk at Chinmaya Mission, Los Angeles. Swamiji is familiar to many Bhagawan devotees as he has given discourses in multiple online global satsangs during the pandemic years. At this retreat, Swamiji gave a two-part presentation on selected verses from Saddarshanam. With his natural ability to extrapolate the teaching to our day-to-day life, Swamiji kept the attention of everyone, young and old, wrapped around the topic. He led the presentation with Om chanting on both days, which put everyone in a deep contemplative mood. He concluded his presentation by leading everyone through a brief meditation session as well. The devotees felt blessed to have been engaged in such a focused and devout journey through Saddarshanam, one of the primary works of Bhagawan Sri Ramana Maharshi. In the afternoon, Dr. Nirmala Bharadwaj gave a presentation on women devotees of Bhagawan. The talk covered three devotees, namely Akhilandamma, T.R. Kanakammal, and Ella Mayat. Bringing out the contrast and similarity in the spiritual quest of these three different devotees, the presentation inspired one and all. The first day's program concluded with the evening session held at the Tampa Old Hall. The program there started with the evening Veda Parayanam, followed by chanting of Aksharamanamalai and Ramana Sadguru, and concluded with bhajans followed by meditation. After soaking in the joy of the satsang in the Old Hall, devotees walked over for dinner to the house of Dr. Ratinaswamy and Mati Ratinaswamy, which they had graciously thrown open for this occasion. Day 2 started with the morning Veda Parayanam, followed by readings, Lalita Sahasranama Stotram chanting, and then meditation. Just like day 1, people assembled back for the second part of Swami Ishwarananda's presentation. The post-lunch session on day 2 started with a presentation by Dennis Hartle. He spoke about the history of the Arunachala Ramana Mandiram at Nova Scotia that had completed its 50 years earlier in August of 2025. Filled with humor and anecdotes, Dennis took us on that journey and deftly handled some questions about his refuge too in his own inimitable style. The youth retreat this year involved self-reflection through reading books on Bhagavan. A mini collection of books was kept for them to read and reflect upon. Most of the young adults actively participated, being the foot soldiers, enabling the smooth running of the retreat. They helped with pairing fruits for prasad, running grocery errands, setting up and maintaining the water station, bringing the catered food to the location, helping with setup and cleanup. In addition to this, they also did some artwork and short videos highlighting their interpretation of Bhagavan's teaching. On the evening of day 2, they put together an audio-video presentation compiling everyone's work, starting with a delightful chanting of Upadesa Saram by Jay Singh, a blessed and enthusiastic 4-year-old. This was followed by more musical presentations and a compilation of the short videos that they had recorded. There was also a very engaging trivia session that brought all the attendees together in a hilarious way. The evening program concluded with a brief bhajan session. On the morning of December 29th, the final session of the retreat included Veda Parayanam, readings, Lalita Sahasranama Stotram chanting, and meditation. This annual retreat is a true blessing from Bhagavan, who has chosen to anchor his old hall here in Tampa. Every year, Bhagavan works his miracle through many devotees, and this year was no different. We thank everyone that made this event possible. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.